Title, The Appearance of Shukadeva Goswami, text number 38. Shrotavyam ato japyam yat kartavyam nirviprabho smartavyam bhajanamiyam va
Thereof.
Japyam.
Japyam.
Chanted.
Chanted.
Yet.
Yes.
What also?
Also.
Kartavyam.
Kartavyam.
Executed.
Executed.
Nirbi.
Nirbi.
By the people in general.
By the people in general.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
O Master.
O Master.
Smartavyam.
Smartavyam.
Remember. Bhajananiya.
Bhajananiya.
Worship.
Va.
Either.
Bruhi.
Please explain.
Please explain.
Yadva.
Yeah.
What it may be,
Viparyayam,
against the principle.
Against the principle.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Please let me know what a man should hear, chant, remember, and worship, and also what he should not do. Please explain all this to me. So, if you read the translation. Please let me know.
Please let me know.
What a man should hear.
Chant, remember, and worship.
And also what he should not do.
Please explain all this to me.
Srila Prabhupada has not given a purport for this. Now moving on to the next one. Verse number 39, the translation. O powerful Brahmana, it is said that you hardly stay in the house of men long enough to milk a cow. That's a purport for this. We read that purport. Saints and sages in the renounced order of life go to the houses of the householder at the time they milk the cows, early in the morning, and ask some quantity of milk for sustenance. A pound of milk fresh from the milk bag of the cow is sufficient to feed an adult with all vitamin values, and therefore saints and sages live only on milk. Interesting point. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a schedule, you know, which is going through the... In that schedule, you know, he had a lot of things on his agenda, and he takes only prasadam two times. And in that, you know, in the morning he takes two chapati and I think 1 liter of milk. In the evening, two chapatis and 1 liter of milk. So, you know, that he was, you know, he was not taking pisania and lasagna. Even the poorest of the householder keep at least 10 cows, each delivering 12 to 20 quarts of milk. And therefore, no one hesitates to spare a few pounds of milk for the mendicants. It is the duty of householder to maintain the saints and sages like the children. So, a saint like Sukadeva Goswami would hardly stay at the house of the householder for more than 5 minutes in the morning. In other words, such saints are very rarely seen in the house of householders, and Maharaj Parikshit therefore prayed to him to instruct him as soon as possible. Okay, why Maharaj Parikshit therefore prayed to him to instruct him as soon as possible? Because Sukadeva Goswami, he does not stay in the householder's area for more than 5 minutes. So Maharaj Parikshit was a bit concerned that he will also get the same treatment. If Sukadeva Goswami treats Maharaj Parikshit as an householder, in fact he was, right? And if he doesn't associate with him for a long, then we will not have Srimad Bhagavatam, we will not have spoken. So that was his concern. But anyway, Sukadeva Goswami had come exclusively for Maharaj Parikshit. The householder also should be intelligent enough to get some transcendental information from visiting sages. The householder should not foolishly ask a saint to deliver what is available in the market. So we don't ask a sannyasi that we want a laptop computer which is already available in the market. We want to ask the sannyasi devotional service which is not available in the market. Right? Only devotional service is given by the saintly persons. That's why Srila Prabhupada came all the way to give devotional service. That householder should not foolishly ask his saint to deliver what is available in the market. That should be the reciprocal relation between the saint and the householder. So there is only one more verse, we read that so that tomorrow whoever starts, they can start with second canto. Very effective, because Sukadeva Goswami is going to speak. The last verse of this chapter, and this canto 2, text number 40, Sri Suta Goswami said, "The king thus spoke and questioned the sage using sweet language. Then the great and powerful personality, the son of Vyasadeva, who knew the principles of religion, began his reply." Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the first canto, 19th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Appearance of Sukadeva Goswami. Om Agyana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshi Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvena Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahi Tatatisva Padatam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Prasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So basically we covered three texts today. Text number 38, verse number 38, 39 and 40. Verse number 38 is the one which is on the board, which does not have a purport. Verse number 39, we saw the purport written by Srila Prabhupada, and verse number 40. So, quick summary of what you have read. Now, in the text, verse 38, it shows the inquisitive nature of Parikshit Maharaj. If you see, right, he's asking what I should do, what I should hear, chant at the time of death, and what I should not do, right? That is the inquisitive nature of a devotee also. So Parikshit Maharaj asked a question to Sukadeva Goswami, right? He wanted to know Bhagavatam. That's why the whole episode has been started. And he also listened, as we know, that he was listening to Sukadeva Goswami for 7 days and 7 nights. Continuously was hearing. Right? So we see, actually, our Melbourne devotees too, they are very inquisitive to come to the Bhagavatam. They come, but they go to sleep. But Maharaj Parikshit did not go to sleep. Right? Isn't it amazing? 7 days. Continuously listening to Bhagavatam. No break. Very amazing thing. He's so much, attracted to the Srimad Bhagavatam that he did not want any break from that. So, verse number 38, we saw how Srila Prabhupada is talking about the relationship between saints and householders. So I'm dedicating this lecture to the householder's life. Right? We'll see what we could do. And verse number 40 is Sukadeva Goswami is going to speak, right? Not yet. Which will be spoken tomorrow. I think it'll be a good class by Gopabandish by tomorrow. So we'll be talking canto 2 first verse. So we will see that tomorrow, right? Now coming back to our verse number 39, which is householder's life. As all of us know, according to the Vedic system, or culture, the social orders, right, are divided into four categories. All of us know that. Which is Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. See, what happens is, in the Brahmacharya, which is basically called the student life, right, it is meant for education and knowledge. A student learns from the bona fide spiritual master in Gurukula. Right? He learns that. So he dedicates his time for learning spiritual knowledge. My Guru Maharaj used to say before, you know, see, those days, you know, disciples used to come to the Gurukula and learn. Now I am coming out. Why can't you take advantage of me? Because we are going out as sannyasi, we are going out to preach, you know, and no one wants to take our association. So I just remembered that point. And then what happens after the student life, a particular person, he moves on to the next stage. He may or may not be, but in most of the cases, you know, it's recommended that he moves on to the next stage, which is Grahastha, which means he marries, and he performs household work according to the Vedic injunction, not to his whims and fancies, right? Not whatever he wants to do, right? According, because we're talking about Vedic culture. So according to the Vedic culture, he takes up a householder's life. Then what happens later on, as we know, sooner or later he's going to fed up. That's a reality, right? And then later he takes a vanaprastha, which means he's detached from the family life, and then more devotion service. Then later on, the final stage is sannyasi, where he renounces completely the family life and he takes up to the preaching work or devotional service completely. So this is the four orders which has been created in the Vedic system. To support, why is it created? It is created to support the religion, the four principles of religion, which is knowledge, charity, austerity and truth. Right? That is why it is created. Now, out of the four ashrama, in the Varnashrama system, only the Grahastha ashram is allowed for economic development, which means the Grahastha only can earn money. The other three ashrams are not allowed to earn money. And because of this, the other three ashrams are depending on the Grahastha ashram for support. Right? So what happens is, the Grahastha ashram indirectly helps the other three ashrams to progress in devotional service. And because of that, the Grahastha also makes an advancement. Directly or indirectly. Anyway, he makes an advancement. But indirectly, so directly if he wants, he can still make more advancement. Right? There is no stop to that. You can start. Now, there are many ways by which a householder can contribute to the other three ashrams. The easy and the simple way is to feed the guest. That is what has been told in the purport. Now, in the purport, what's said is, Shukadeva Goswami goes to the householder just to get some milk, right? And so the householder has got, Srila Prabhupada has written in the purport, that he may have minimum 10 cows. Minimum. Nowadays we don't have cows at all. That's a different aspect. But 10 cows minimum they'll have to take the milk, and then they'll give it to the mendicants, you know, free. They don't charge so many dollars per liter. It is free actually. Right? Now it was said, I was listening to Bhakti Vikas Maharaj lecture. I was seeing his lecture in a text format, not hearing. So in that, you know, he was mentioning even 60 years before in Bengal, right? What happened was, if you go to a neighbor and say that I want some milk, you know, 1 or 2 liters, they will give the milk to them without any charge. It used to exist, I believe. But only these days, you know, everything has been bottled or put into a packet sachet with expiry and all that, you know. and then it is circulated, you know, like a for a commercial practice. Otherwise, you know, milk is freely given, I believe. What to talk about water now? We are heavily penalized for water, isn't it, by using water? So that is an easy way for the householder to feed the guest. So in the olden days, what are in the Vedic culture, what happens is, when the guests come, you have to do minimum three things. What are they? You have to receive the guest, offer him a seat, give him some water or some prasada. The minimum thing. But these days we see it's not happening. You know, we got door after door, security door after security door. First we have to come and press the button. I have to, I'm so and so. And before that we have to call the person, I'm coming home. What time? 8 and 9, appointment. And then press the button. Someone look into the camera. Is it the same person or someone? And then come into that. And then one more log. You see through a, you know, a small hole, you know, just to make sure that he is the right person. And then let him in, you know. This is a kind of our life, you know, security life. We have got it. But those days, you know, they were all free, you know, because everyone, you know, was following the Vedic culture. Hence, there was no need for all this security. ADT Security is a big, you know, turnover company. Everywhere, you know, from one, in our company, you know, from one room to another room, there is security. You have to, you know, all the IT guys will know that, you know. The computer security, if you want to start one program, then another program security. Password. So this is a kind of environment we're living in. So charitable, actually charitable grihasthas are like fathers and mothers to the people living around them, because they always give whatever they want. In that way, they were supporting the local people also. Whatever help they want, because they can support them and help them out. One of the point or one of the reason which Srila Prabhupada has developed ISKCON, and many reasons for that. One of the things Srila Prabhupada has mentioned many times, that he does not want anyone to go hungry within 8 to 10 kilometers radius of this temple, or any temple, you know, throughout the world. Then imagine, we have got how many temples, Prabhu? Minimum 108, right? We had now 130 or something, 140. How many we have got now?
400 plus centers.
400 temples.
Plus centers.
So my knowledge has to be updated. 400 plus. Now 400 temples we have got, and imagine, you know, everywhere we are serving prasadam throughout the world. And, you know, so many people are taking prasadam and they are getting the benefit, you know. So Srila Prabhupada's noble contribution to ISKCON. And not only that, you know, not only the grihastha has to protect and help the human being, the grihastha also has to support and help the animals too, which they are not doing now. It is not enough if a grihastha says, yes, I'm friendly with all the people. No, he has also to be friendly with animals too, people who are subordinate, because animals and birds, whatever may be, you know, they are subordinate to the living entity, to the human being. And hence, they depend on us, you know. So we have to help them out, in the sense, at least not kill them. Isn't it? And whatever thing we can give, some grains, some prasada, it's much better. They can also benefit in the next birth. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he was setting up this example, right, of feeding all Vaishnavas, making sure that, you know, and interesting enough, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates all were grihasthas. Even all the, most of the associates were grihasthas. Now, Lord Krishna himself was a perfect example of this example, perfect example for this householder's life. Krishna, right? The very reason that he treated the guest, you know, proves that in the case of Sudama, the Brahmin friend of Krishna, right? Krishna took care to receive Sudama and wash his feet and provided him with all comfort and prasadam and overnight stay also. So, the Supreme Lord himself had set an example by doing that example. Now, there is a one downside of a grihastha life, which is one has to work very hard to get the money. Right? If money is not going to come so easily for grihastha life. So money, we have to work very hard. That's the downside. But what happens is, because you have to work hard, you will be implicated into the material energy. And because of that, one gets inflicted and then one suffers. Because when you want to work hard, when you're working hard, you will think, oh, I don't mind a little bit of sense gratification. Little bit here and there. Doesn't matter. I'm working very hard. And so what happens? You are implicated. And once you're implicated, what happens? Next is, you have sense enjoyment, whatever may be, and then you suffer. So this is the downside of it. Otherwise, you know, if money is used for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees and for Guru, serving the Guru also, then the material energy is used in the proper way. There is no need to worry. And there is no implication also. But if that money is used for sense gratification, personal sense gratification, that is where the implication comes into play. Not only that, Grahastha's duty, it is said that, you know, Prabhupada elsewhere, he said that one of the duty of Grahastha is to provide food and clothing and requirement to the sannyasi. Interesting point. Now, I would like to tell a point when Bhanu Maharaj visited here. We had a good fortune, privilege of taking Bhanu Maharaj outside because His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj wanted shoes, you know. He normally wears athlete's foot. Can you not bite your finger? When you put your hand in the mouth, you are supposed to wash your hands. So what happens is Bhanu Maharaj came and he wants to wear athlete's foot shoes, you know, which is little bit uncommon shoes. You will not get all that shoes in any shops, you know what I mean? You have to go to the local athlete's foot dealer and get it. Then Bhanu Maharaj indicates, you know how Bhanu Maharaj is. He will not say, I want shoes. He will just indicate and that's it. If you want to buy for him, you take the opportunity to buy. Otherwise, he doesn't bother. He had old shoes, you know. Now, I was thinking, you know, of course we are thinking, that this is a good opportunity to get back Bhanu Maharaj old shoes. Otherwise, he's not going to part, you know. This is a funny kind of thing, you know. So, we had the plan in mind. But I don't know what Maharaj planned. Maybe to give us some mercy, I think. So I requested Bhanu Maharaj, when are you free? You know, like that. He said, okay, alright, after the Bhagavatam, I'll be free. Like that. Bhanu Maharaj, if you know, he speaks only a couple of words only, not sentences. Couple of words, not sentences. But Bhagavatam, for the pleasure of Krishna, he will talk. People like me, you know, one or two words and he'll cut me short. Yes, yes, okay, right. Even when he came in the car also, I was trying to talk to him, you know, just to let it, he did not budge, you know. Yes, okay, Maharaj, yes, yes, that's right, you can refer that third canto, fourth chapter, then 18th canto, 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, like that, you know. He was giving, he did not explain that, you know. I was trying to talk to him and all that. Anyway, so we decided that we go to one of the complex, right, in the local southeastern belt and get one shoes for him. Then he said, where are you going? You know? I said, Maharaj, we'll go to Southland shopping complex. You know, Southland? What is there in Southland? Nothing is there. I said, why, Maharaj? Because he said, last time when I came, someone else took me there. And you know what? Your complex, you know, he said, he went there. And I asked him for his shoes. Then they bought only one pair. And it did not suit me. Then I said, I want to try another one. They said, no shoes. What is this complex? Big shop, they got only one pair of shoes, you know. I said, really, Maharaj? Southland, you know, that's a place close to my house. Normally we go. If Bhanu Maharaj says, it should be correct, you know, why will he? Then I said, Maharaj, we will try another alternative, you know. I was thinking, okay, which one is that? He said, Chadstone. What is there in Chadstone? Nothing also. Bhanu Maharaj, we'll try, you know. So somehow, I have pulled Bhanu Maharaj into Chadstone shopping complex. Imagine. He was coming and all that is all right. Okay. He said, when he parked the car, you know, see how clever and intelligent he was. When he parked the car, make sure that which column you're parking. I said, completely I forgot. I was completely forgot. Because otherwise you would be lost. You'd waste some time in, you know, making sure where you parked the car, you know. He said, I said, okay, Maharaj, okay. Then we went through that. Then he came and all that. He looked at the thing. Okay, first floor. He saw the map so soon, you know. First floor, he said, I have gone many times, I could not remember. He went and immediately checked the first floor, we are going up, you know. I said, okay. Okay, we went there. And then, fortunately, I said, you know, because anyway, some people know, you know, the value of orange robes, you know. And then, so, he was given good welcome. And here also, you know, customer service is reasonably good, okay. Not like other countries. The customer, he was taking care, you know. I was also Vicky, my wife was also there with him. The Bal Maharaj tried the shoes. He said, some of the shoes like that. He was quite happy. Then Maharaj went and walked, you know. He was happy. Then I said, Maharaj, how about socks and all that? He was okay. Then I said, Maharaj, are you happy? No. He nodded and said, okay. Then I said, Maharaj, charged on Mahatmya. Because Maharaj said, charged them up there, you know. So I was just joking, Maharaj. Charged on Mahatmya, Maharaj. See, you know, you got it in charged on. All right. He accepted that. So I was just thinking, you know, anyway, I would see that. And then, and then we came, okay. Then Maharaj immediately came and all that, okay. We went and organizing, whatever, maybe other devotees was organizing for special and all that. Then I was thinking how to take his shoes, okay? Because that's the whole point, you know. then we went, I went up, you know. And Guru, as you know, Guru Prabhu is a what you call him, he's a disciple basically of Bhanuswami. He's always there. You know? So we went there. And then the shoes were there, you know. Then I asked Bhanu Maharaj, your shoes is all right. Again, I said, your shoes is all right. Yeah, yeah. The old shoes, let it be there. That's the whole point, you know. Let it be there, you know. Then I said, okay, when he says let it be there, what can I say, you know? Then I pulled Guru out. I said, see, okay, Bhanu Maharaj said, now we have to have one more approach, you know. Different approach I'm going to say. Somehow help me out and get the shoes. Then we went, inside and said, Maharaj, what travels you have gone, coming, you know? He said, I can't remember. He said some local one. It's not Singapore or something. Then he said, Maharaj, there is a restriction on your baggages. Now, this is heavy, you know. Do you think really that, you know? That's true. Okay. What should we do? Maharaj, I'll take it back. Okay, take it. So we took that. Maharaj, that's still in our house, you know. So it is. Bhanu Maharaj thing is very difficult to get it, you know. So somehow I've got Bhanu Maharaj shoes at home. So I thought it can be worth sharing Bhanu Maharaj experience, right? Now, moving forward, right? I thought, relevant to the householder, there is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which is very, very powerful. And which really touched me. Okay? So we are going to discuss majority of our class based on this verse. Okay? It is Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, 3rd verse. Do anyone know what is it related to? What is that episode related to? What's the context there? Who's coming, you know? Like who's a saintly person or Rishabhadev, very good. Yes, good. Rishabhadev is coming. Now, Rishabhadev has got 100 children. Right? One may wonder, what is happening? 100 children? But Rishabhadev's wife was not an ordinary person. She was gifted to him by Indra. Right, Prabhu? God Indra, I guess. So, he's a very powerful personality. And Rishabhadev is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. Is none other than Krishna. Okay. Now let us see how whatever Rishabhadev said correlates to what the Supreme Personality of God said in Bhagavad Gita. How we can correlate, you know. It's basically the same, but in different form, you know. Like if some children, you know, if they give rice, they don't like it. So what we do, we change the rice into idli or dosa and give it to the child. The child likes it. I mean, this is a reality, right? Likewise, Krishna upset the point in the Bhagavad Gita, but Rishabhadev in a different way, but both are correlating, relating, you know, that's a relationship, okay? Now the verse, I'm not going to read the translation, the verse. So the translation, we'll look into that. It says, so what I've done is, I've divided the translation verse into 3 parts, okay? For it to be easy to understand. Very powerful verse. I would recommend that. In fact, I was thinking that I am going to learn this loka, which means the Sanskrit verse. Very, very, very nice, very touching. And it's worth discussing also. Now, the first part, I've divided it into 3 parts, as I said. The first part is, those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing the love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. Now this one verse, we can give the whole Bhagavatam class. There's no need for anything, okay? But anyway, nevertheless, we move. Now, here, what does it mean? It says, there are two, in general, there are two broad categories of devotees. Sorry, my apologies. There are only two categories of devotees. Two categories of devotees, it says here. Who are they? One who is reviving their Krishna consciousness. Okay? They are all known as friends of Krishna. That's why we got the folk news. Friends of Krishna. Right? All who are all friends of Krishna, they are reviving their Krishna consciousness. How to become a friend of Krishna? See, Krishna is the supreme law. We are the tiny, insignificant soul, okay? Wandering in this material world. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, we are wandering from universe to universe, changing bodies. Right? Just by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, we get. By the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. And by the mercy of Krishna, we get Krishna himself. Right? Now, this verse is talking about the two categories, which is the person who are reviving our Krishna consciousness. All are in that category. Right? We are all reviving, right? Because we did not know Krishna consciousness maybe 15, 20 years or whatever. We did not know. Or in my last birth, we did not know. Now we know Krishna. Right? So we are reviving our Krishna consciousness. This is applicable to us. Right? Now the second category is those who are increasing the love of God. Who are they? Those persons who are already experiencing the love of God and they want to increase a lot. There is no limit to the love of God. All the Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, you can say our Guru Maharaj and all that, you know, they have already got love of God. They are increasing the love of God. That category. Right? So I thought, you know, there are two categories, right? So we basically, I could say for myself, right? I come under the reviving Krishna consciousness. We have still not revived fully. We are in the process, right, of chanting, taking prasadam, associating devotees, reading Krishna's pastimes, literatures, everything concerning Krishna, right? Performing devotion. We are in the process of reviving Krishna consciousness. And then what will happen? That will lead to the love of God. Love of God. And then we have to start increasing that. That's the second stage. Right? That is the first part of the verse. Okay. Now the second one is, those who are not interested, they are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining the bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So in other words, it is saying that these people, devotees, who are trying for the first two categories, the second category, is already powerful, we not have to talk. But the first category who are reviving for Krishna consciousness, they do not associate with people who are carrying on their lives only for the sake of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Ahar, bhaya, maituna. Ahar, nidra, bhaya, maituna. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's it. The whole process. You take any process, right? In the material world, it comes under the category. Either they eat, they sleep, or they mate, or they defend. Anything, any category. It may be rude, but it is a fact. We have to acknowledge, right, that it's a fact. So what they'll do, they will not associate with the worldly-minded people. So that is why, again, our Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada started this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where a group of like-mindedness people who are practicing Krishna consciousness is grouped, and hence we can progress. There's no contamination. As long as we follow the footsteps of Acharyas and Guru, we are fine. No problem. Prabhupada has already created the society. It is for us to move on. So, devotees avoid the association of worldly minded people. That is the bottom line of that. Right? Now, why do we say that? Why do we say that? Sometimes people say, why do you say worldly-minded people, devotees, association, devoid of all, you know, bad association, worldly-minded people, you know, material world and all that. Because that is a fact. I was just analyzing this point myself, you know. And then what I came out with was that the mind and the senses are connected for the materialist. And hence, they find sense gratification through this combination process, right? Imagine how it works. We have got senses, right? 10 senses, the 5 knowledge acquiring senses and the 5 working senses. Right? Assuming that everyone knows that, whatever may be, right? 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses, right? We have got 10 senses. Now the same 10 senses are reporting to the mind, which is very subtle in nature. All the 10 senses are gross in nature. For example, my eye, my hands, my legs, all are reporting to the mind, which is subtle in nature. We cannot see the mind. We don't know. Sometimes people ask, do we really have mind? Yes, we have mind. That is why we are able to think. Now, all the senses, directly or indirectly, they are reporting to mind. Mind is a manager. Right? Now, the senses and the mind, right? They are grouped like this for the materialist. So, what happens? He derives pleasure through the senses and the mind is feeling happy. Got the point? This is how it works. But, for a devotee of Krishna, people who are aspiring Krishna conscious, what happens? The mind and the senses are disconnected. Is it not amazing? The senses and the mind are disconnected because the senses is used in the service of the Lord. Okay? So, senses and the mind are disconnected. This is a very, very philosophical as well as scientific point too. Right? One has to ponder on that. Now what happens? So you are, so what? So what? You disconnected the mind and Krishna, with mind and the senses, which is not easy to do. But by the grace of the Lord, the senses and the mind slowly, not overnight, disconnected. Now, so what? The advantage is, the mind is free to think whatever it wants and perform. I'm telling my mind, I want to do devotional service. I want to come here and chant Krishna's name. 16 rounds. Mind says, okay. I want to associate the devotees today evening at 5 o'clock. Okay. Mind is free to think. Now a materialist, I want to go to the Hare Krishna temple. No. We'll all go for the movie. Okay, mind goes to the movie. I want to come to the Krishna temple and eat prasadam. Mind is telling, go to some other restaurant and eat. Okay, mind says, I'll go to the restaurant. I don't want Hare Krishna. See? The mind is free to think. Because we have controlled the mind. How do you control the mind? Not a joke, controlling the mind. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very, very difficult process. I'm just saying, with my very limited experience, I'm telling you, very difficult to mind and the senses to disconnect. This is the first favor Krishna is doing to us. By connecting that. And hence, the mind is not having any disturbances at all. The mind can want. Otherwise, imagine, you know, what kind of anxiety we have got, you know. Eyes wants to go to the movie. The ear wants to listen to the music, song, Bollywood songs. Tongue wants to eat some rubbish. Genital wants to have its play. Hands and the hand wants to play table tennis. Leg wants to run. Cannot be controlled. By Krishna's grace, mind is controlled, you know, subservient. So Krishna says that, right? Now, that one, Krishna, you know, Krishna says that. So indirectly, you know, Vishwamitra is saying that. But what is the direct application to this in Bhagavad Gita? In chapter 6.35, Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagena cha Pragyate. So Krishna is, Arjuna is asking a question, Krishna, it's very difficult for me to control the mind. I cannot control. I can control the raging wind, but not my mind. But so, the next verse, Krishna is explaining to Arjuna. Arjuna, yes, I know it is difficult. That is how I have created the mind. But it's easy. Sorry, it can be controlled. The Lord is saying it can be controlled. How? By practice and renunciation. What is a practice? Practice of devotional service. Every day, rounds, same place, same area. So mind knows that. Today, morning, 6 to 8, the same place, I want to chant. The mind says, okay, you chant. Every day, different places, in the park, in the beach, it's not going to work. It says, one place, sit down, chant. So the mind recognizes the place and like that. You know. Later on, if you are advanced devotees, then you can go to even casino and chant. That's not a problem. Initially, you know, mind control is very important. Right? So, it can be controlled. That's why the Rishabhadev is saying that they will not associate. He is saying they do not associate because the mind has to be controlled. Krishna is saying this is a process. So the, what is the process? Process of experience and determination. So practice and renunciation. What is the practice? Practice of Krishna consciousness. And renunciation is detachment from sense objects. Not enjoying sense objects. Because we are a combination of body and soul. Okay? We are a combination. As Krishna said, part and parcel. Part of Krishna is soul, parcel is the body. Right? Mame vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. The living entities are my part and parcel. What is a part of Krishna is we are tiny souls as part of Krishna. As parcel of Krishna, we are packed into the material package. Material energy is packed. Right? It's very, very difficult. So that renunciation has to happen through Krishna consciousness because, as I said, we are a combination of body and soul, right? Body and soul. Now, if you want to realize that you are a spirit soul, okay? You've got nothing to do with the material world, in one sense. Then, you have to take up the process of devotion service. So the next question is, why do we have to take the process of devotion service? Why only Krishna? Because Krishna is completely spiritual. There is no material component. Even 0.00001% material is not there in Krishna. Krishna is completely spiritual. Krishna's part, parcel, his paraphernalia, his name, his paraphernalia, anything connected to Krishna is spiritual. A devotee is connected to Krishna, he becomes spiritual. So, you stay on the spiritual platform. Krishna is completely spiritual. So anything you do to satisfy Krishna is spiritual. That's not on the material realm. And hence, you will be on the transcendental level. That is why Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya Bhava Arjuna. Krishna as a friend to Arjuna is saying, Arjuna, rise above the three modes because the three modes of material nature is Dukkhalayam Ashashvata. Krishna is saying personal instruction. As long as you are in the three modes of material nature, material world, you will have anxiety and problems. No doubt about it. Sooner or later, one may apparently look that they are enjoying now because that is the illusion created by the Maya, material energy of the Lord. But sooner or later, he will have. Because why? Any sense enjoyment, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, the attraction between senses and the sense object is a source of misery. An intelligent person will not partake in such pleasures which has a beginning and end. Any material pleasure has got a beginning and end. Why? Because we have a beginning and end. The pleasure coming from this body has got a beginning and end. If I live for 70 years, the pleasure from this is 70 seconds. But if I live eternally for so many years, the pleasure from the soul is eternal. That is, happiness is more, isn't it? Logically. So any pleasure derived from Krishna consciousness is eternal. And it is, there is no suffering to that. Because it's beyond the, as Krishna says to Arjuna, Traigunya, beyond the three modes. Beyond the three modes, if you are situated in the transcendental mode, no problems, no material anxiety. All anxiety comes in the material world. So that is what he is saying, right? And although material energy is a Lord's energy, we have to get this point right, okay? People may claim material energy and all that. That's fine. But although the material energy is a Lord's energy, the Lord is aloof from it. It is a disconnected energy of the Lord. Right? Why? Because earth, water, fire, air, ether. All separated energy of the Lord. That is taken separately to give the living entity the body. So when the soul is covered by the body, the material energy gives a separate existence. Yes, I am man. I will do whatever I want. See? But if you connect to Krishna, you are a servant of Krishna. Jivere Swarupoi, Krishnere Nitya Das. The living entity is always a servant. Let it, in any condition of life, he may be liberated, he's not liberated. He's conditioned. In any case, the living entity is a servant of Krishna. There is no way he can become a master. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. Now, moving on to the next. Okay, so that is what he favors. And he favors the devotion service. Krishna does, likes that. And Krishna is not attached to computers and internet like us. He's attached to devotion service. So anyone who performs devotion service, Krishna favors. So So therefore, we see that the devotees are free from the disturbances of the mind. So what they could do, when someone is free from the mind disturbances, what they could do? They can easily chant Hare Krishna 24 hours. Krishna conscious. 24 hours. No problem. Only mind is telling, no, no, no. Okay, the third point, or the third point within that verse. So imagine the how big the verse is, right? The third point is, they are not attached to the homes, although they may be householders, nor are they attached to wives, children, friends or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. See? A Krishna conscious person doesn't mean that he says, Srila Prabhupada, the Pope Rishabh Dev is saying, he will not be indifferent to his family. He will be the same. In fact, he will be much more. At the same time, he will be executing his Sanatana Dharma, his execution to devotional service. He will do that. And take care of his family. He will not say, okay, I will take up Krishna conscious and reject my family. No, that is not Krishna conscious. Rishabh Dev is saying that. So he will do Krishna conscious, at the same time, he will take care of his family properly. Right? And in non-different to the execution. Such people are interested in collecting money, just enough to keep their body and soul together. That's it. They are not very greedy for money. Just soul. Right? That's a very high level too. Now, when I said body and soul, I was reminded, in our company we have we make some cosmetics product, right? It's a pharmaceutical, but sometimes they're bypassing into that, cosmetic company, which is the main revenue producer, right? So one of the company name I was seeing is Body and Soul Health Products. There is nothing related to soul. No, look at the advertisement, right? Body and Soul Health Product. Health is basically, what is health? The health, soul doesn't need health actually. It is, as long as Krishna is there, soul is very happy. Right? So body, everything, and he added body and soul, and so much of demand. What he's doing, and his name is very interesting, Hope's Cream. Hope's Relief Shampoo. Like that. All the name is so attractive, Hope's Cream. Because that's a problem known as psoriasis. Right? What happens? The skin started shedding. The skin, right, becomes dry, and it keeps shredding out. It goes out. Like a potato skin, you remove that. Like that, it falls off. And imagine, our skin is so beautiful. Once when you remove the skin, the blood will come out. No one wants to see us. Right? If you take the layer of skin, right? You know how I look? I look like a red day, You can imagine, right? And no one will listen to me. There's one layer of skin, right? It's covering and putting everything in a plastic bag. And then, it's very good for me. This is reality. Reality. Isn't it? Just imagine. So for these people, naturally Krishna is helping them. Don't attach to the body. So they, the skin fall off. So what they put, they take the Hope's Cream and put it on the body, and the hope is increased. Hope's Cream. This is what is happening. That fellow, shouldn't be telling that. Technically, we give a very small margin for us. We charge only some $4 or something for the tube. That fellow is selling the tube for about $30-$40, one tube. But he is paying us only $4 to make one tube, That's me. In fact, we make 50% gain on that. Just imagine. The tube costs less than $2. We make $4.50. We sell it at $4.50. And he sells it for $18 or $20 or $40, I don't know. With the consultation, it comes to $100 his bill. I don't know what they're doing with that money. So this is what the material world, okay? So whenever you pay anything, be careful, You can bargain. This is why India is very better, You ask someone, if you go to and buy something, a jumper, you will say 100 rupees. Say it at 50 rupees. You will say no. Then soon you will give. So bargain. But there is no bargaining in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said, 16 rounds, 16 rounds. I've been chanting for the last 15 years, 20 years. I'll make 15 rounds? No. 16 rounds. If you want, 18 rounds. That is that. So, and coming to the purport. So, coming back to the purport, Srila Prabhupada, that's only a very quick purport. I've not taken the whole purport. I'm just saying. He said, we should worship the deity at home, observe festivals, invite friends and give them prasadam. A householder should earn money for this purpose, not for sense gratification. By doing so, you can elevate in Krishna consciousness. This is purpose, quick purpose. Okay, I just covered it. So, this is exactly what Srila Prabhupada wants. That's what, you know, if we are doing all that, we are fine. We come under the bracket of Grahastha. Or, if you don't do all this, what will happen? If you don't have a deity at home, if you don't observe festival, if you don't invite friends and give them prasadam, what are we known as? We are known as Grahamedhi. Grahamedhi is one whose house is meant for his own sense gratification. He is not Grahastha. That means he is not come under the Vedic injunction. Because Vedic injunction says Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. He did not say Brahmacharya, Grahamedhi. So he doesn't come. So if one wants under the spiritual injunction, Vedic injunction, one has to be a Grahastha. If one wants to be a Grahastha, one has to follow all these, right? Now quickly winding up, a very quick story, it will not take more than 5 minutes. Now I thought a very good example is, relating all that is the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very quickly. It doesn't take much. The story I thought was, the Lord visited, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of the Lord, Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna, combined form of Radha and Krishna. Krishna and his pleasure potency, Radha Rani, is a combined form. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a unique speciality of our Sampradaya. Because the Lord has come as a devotee, and he told us how one has to act as a devotee. No other Sampradaya has got this privilege like us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and demonstrated how a devotee should act. In that way, how, you know, like sometimes we say, you know, big managing director walk down to the production and shows, this is how you fill a tube, you know, this is how you clean. Like that. This Supreme Personality of Godhead has come and showed us how to behave as a devotee, right? So it's very special that we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of the divine grace Srila Prabhupada. Now, what happened was, when the Supreme Personality of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited South India, most of them are South Indian anyway. When he visited South India, he stayed there. Okay, he went to different places, right? And one of the places he visited was Rangachetra, Sri Rangachetra. Lord visited there. Right? Now there, in the temple, he saw a Vaishnava called Venkata Bhatta. He's a Vaishnava. Now Venkata Bhatta, interestingly enough, he belongs to the Sri Sampradaya. You know, they are worshipping Vishnu and Lakshmi. Okay, nothing wrong, it is Sri Sampradaya. But the higher understanding is Radha and Krishna, because Vishnu is coming from Krishna, Lakshmi is coming from the original source, Radharama. Who has got any doubt about that? Anyone has got doubt? We can talk later on if they got a doubt. First, you have to very clearly understand. Vishnu is a source. Krishna is a source of Vishnu. Radharani is a source of Lakshmi. No doubt about it. Original Lakshmi is Radharani. Okay? Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, so Venkata Bhatta saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of effulgence, the Lord. So, for example, imagine, right, that we turn off the light, and if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in, it will be more powerful than this light. So effulgent, so beautiful, his limbs, you know, going beneath his knee when he stands. Such beautiful limbs. The moment everyone sees, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's it. You know, they fall in love with him. Fall in love. Nothing less than that. Such is the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Venkata Bhatta, you know, obviously is a Vaishnava. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately. He could not, his heart felt for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he offered his obeisances and all that, and he indicated that the Lord come to his house. He is a Grahastha, okay? So there's a point we are saying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in India they call him as a, you know, mendicant or whatever, maybe a sannyasi, saint and all that. But the Supreme Lord. So we will not have the fortune of Supreme Lord coming to our house. But like Srila Prabhupada was not there. His disciples, you know, any Guru Maharaj, anyone, you know, we have a privilege to take them home, you know. So we should treat like that. So he indicated, and then Venkata Bhatta indicated, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to come to Venkata Bhatta's house. He came there, he stayed there, and at that time, the Chaturmasya started. Now it is Chaturmasya, isn't it? Has it started yet, Prabhu? Just started, isn't it? Monday. So Chaturmasya has also started. So this is a time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting Venkata Bhatta's house. Now, because of Chaturmatya, what happens is sannyasi, they don't travel. They stay in one place. So he proposed to stay in Venkatabhatta's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So 4 months, Lord stayed in South India, in Sri Ranga Chaitra. Right? Very unusual, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu staying for. Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ranga Chaitra, everywhere he exhibited Krishna praying. Everywhere he was chanting, you know, Krishna's name, and everyone became enlightened and they became a devotee of Krishna straight away. No questions asked. Straight away they chanted Krishna's name and they became devotees. And he exhibited love of God there, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, what happened at that time, he stayed in the house, right? Now, Venkatabhatta has got a son whose name is Gopala Bhatta Goswami. He's one of our 6 acharyas there. If you see there, at the top, you know, there are 6 acharyas of our sampradaya who has established, you know, the whole sampradaya. They wrote a lot of books and all that, as wanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised them, requested them, basically. And they wrote all the books and all the literatures for us, you know, basically. Now, one of them is Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Now, Gopala Bhatta Goswami was 7 years old when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Venkatabhatta's house. And he was doing service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? 7 years old boy. Now, that is why he got the mercy. And later on, it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on instructed Gopala Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan and continue with the Hare Krishna movement, you know, with the Krishna conscious philosophies. That is why he was bent. And he also told Rupa and Sanatana that you have to treat Gopala Bhatta Goswami as your younger brother. They treated him like that, just like younger brother. Okay? And at that time, Venkatabhatta was the chief priest of Sri Rangam temple. Chief priest, he was Sri Rangam temple. So Venkatabhatta was the son of the, and later on. Now then later on the Lord instructed to go to Rupa, Sanatana all that. And when the Lord was about to leave, this is a point I wanted to make. So I have to give you an introduction, otherwise you know. When 4 months over, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkatabhatta, they discuss all philosophy, everything, you know. So the love of Godhead was already established in Venkatabhatta's heart, okay. Now at that time, imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going out. He does not want Lord to go. He was crying and weeping and all that in Lord. Then what he did was he left his family and he started coming with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I want only you, doesn't matter. All the time I'll be with you. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the time he said, Venkatabhatta, no, you are a householder. I am a sannyasi. I don't have a family. I can go wherever I want. But you have got a family. You know what he should do? He said, go back. Take care of your family. Okay? And then, chant, you are doing Hare Krishna Mantra now. Because from, you know, Sri Sampradaya is turned to Krishna conscious, you know, to Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So he started chanting, chant Hare Krishna Mantra. You are anyway God deity. You know, Sri Rangam you are taking care of. Continue the worship. Bring guests. Feed them. And in that way, you preach Krishna consciousness. Help all the devotees in Krishna consciousness. Spread the glories of Krishna everywhere. In that way, you will be never separated from me. Why do you want to come with me? See, this is a personal advice of the Lord. So, what does he say? If you chant Hare Krishna Mantra, if you take Krishna Prasadam, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, if you associate with the devotees, and if you preach, you are always with me. I will not go away from you. So Venkatabhatta took that as advice and then he continued, and that is why Venkatabhatta, his father has given permission to go, but Venkatabhatta gave Gopala Bhatta Goswami permission to go and live in Vrindavan. But Gopala Bhatta Goswami did not go. He waited for his parents to depart. When both of them departed, then only he left to set an example. And there, he told Krishna Raja Kavidasa Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that never you include my name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if you see, very little references has been given about Gopala Bhatta Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, don't you include my name. even though he has served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the age of 7. Because it was a personal request from such a big Vaishnava, Krishna Raja Kavidasa Goswami agreed and he said, very limited, he has given some permission, with that I use that. I cannot, you know, exercise my power on a Vaishnava. So, if you see, very little references are given Chaitanya Charitamrita, out of this is the one. So, the point I'm trying to say is, let it matter. We follow any ashram. But as long as we adhere to the Krishna conscious principles, Krishna is with us, we are with Krishna, no problem. So finally, devotional service, if you do, you get three things directly. What is it? You develop a devotion to Krishna. One. Two, direct experience of the Supreme Lord. See, everyone here who is chanting Krishna's name, no? Lord is reciprocating with you. He's not just a statue there, standing, you know, there like a statue. The Lord personally reciprocates. Right? Two. And third one is detachment from this material world. Because as long as you know you're attached to the material world, how can you go back to Godhead? You want a life of eternity, bliss and knowledge, right? If you are here, it is a life of temporary ignorance and miserable. So there, eternity, bliss and knowledge. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam says that this three things which you get from Krishna, which is devotion, direct experience of the Lord and detachment, is same as a person when he eats. Now, all of us have finished the class now. We'll be going upstairs to take prasadam, right? Every one of you can experience this when you take prasadam. What do you experience? One is pleasure. When you eat the khichdi, you have a pleasure. Okay? One. Two, immediately satisfaction. More khichdi. More. People will give you more and more satisfaction. Then, the moment you eat all that, you get nourishment. Right? You can go for running. Nourishment you get. So three things you get. Just as you come to Krishna, you get devotion, direct experience of the Lord, and sense detachment. In the same way, while eating, one gets pleasure, satisfaction, and nourishment. Okay, I'll stop here. Any quick questions, comments, corrections? Okay, otherwise we'll stop here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi.